Parhalach and Chavis Halvavis, or Thursday night, or Lidvav Tavos. Okay, some final halachas about making sure you're not mafsik between haotzi and eating, which may sound like something that's very rare, but you have to be careful, because the dinei hefsik apply until you, as we said, until you actually swallow the food. So a lot of times people will make a bracha and they'll put the food in their mouths, whether it's challah or something else, and maybe they'll just start chewing, and then they'll stand up and they'll start walking around. So that's certainly lechatchila aser. It's considered a hefsek, whether b'di'evit it's a hefsek or not is an issue, but certainly you're not allowed to. You're not allowed to change places until you've actually swallowed. Okay, that's halacha. Chavis halvavus. We're in Perek Sheni Shara Prishus, and we learned what really, if you carefully learn the words of the Chavis halvavus, he says a remarkable chiddush. But it's brought down. I mean, the Sfarim say it over, that the Prishus that's demanded, that the Torah Bedavka demanded more precious from the Jewish nation by giving it more mitzvahs, more averis, because the matara of the Torah, the kavana of the Torah, is that a person should be more ruchni, and for that there has to be a shlitas haseichel over the taivas hanefesh, the guf, and the way to do that is by exercising more self-control. So the Torah gives more, demands more self-control from a Jew. And the Chavis Halvavus says, because Hadafas HaTaival HaSeichel, that's where Chet comes from. And that starts the downhill slide of a person in his Marchikir from Hashem. Hadafas HaTaival Al HaSeichel. And he says, V'lo Daisha B'nei Odom Notu Achrei Ha'olam HaZeh El Shasatu Min Hadas. Really, he says, first, you start not being medactic b'mitzvahs, and what happens is that there's a breakdown of the shlita of the seichel over the guf, over what the guf wants, and then it gets worse and worse and worse. But us, once you start going away from the Torah, he says, if shitum hayetzer mimishan moginam, the Yetzer captures it and takes it away from its protective force. The hista also mimisilas tovi avoseihem, and we go further and further away from Darkei Avoseinu. It probably means the Avos. Shehois HaShvil HaHistapkos Ba'olam, that all they took from this world in terms of physical pleasure was Bichdei HaTzorech, things that they needed. VaHetzdanus B'Meshadayim B'Kalkoloso. No, they only took things that the body needed, and then only in the amount that the body needed it. So, but the Yetzer Hara, once it starts this breakdown, once this breakdown process starts, that the seichel is not sholeit over the guf, the hechshev beineihem es hasbaros variba mechetzei ha'olam. What the Yetzer Hara does, and this, in a sense, probably we're all guilty of, he's machshev dinyanei ha'olam, and you want things that you don't need, and it says, oh, you need, you want this, you need this, you must have this, this is what you want, and that becomes the pursuit of your life, is to have things beyond what you really need. That's the shlita sataiva over the seichel, he calls it. The chibav aleihem hazangus, always feeling comfortable and pleasurable. The hisnasas bo, achetzololu biyomo, till you drown in a sea of things that give you pleasure. The hitel aleihem hayetzer lahavag pagalo v'adasher nermu aleihem, until it's like a wave that you can't swim against the tide. And then already, by then it's too late. Once you're caught up in that, Bechrishu as Osneim, you become deaf. The Simu as Einayim, and no one can convince you that it's not something you mamish must have. Bein Echad Behem Shein Torah Bahano, and you become, and that becomes, it ruins your life, because you keep on chasing things, because you want more and more and more. This is really Chazal's statement of Yesh Lomone Rotzo Messiah. Because you get caught up in that. so that he does of the Torah, so when that becomes the focus of his life, asher hitrida also me Hashem, and the further you go with the shlita of the guf over the seichel, the further you're moving away from Hashem. Achavadva, till you're lost. Kamo shomer akosuv tiyasrech ra'osech. The ra is its own punishment because you get caught up, and your life becomes a life of worry and daiga and chasing after more and more things. You never someach b'chelko, and you're always looking for more things. So the Seder Advarim, we'll stop here. The Seder Advarim is that, so the Torah doesn't want this to happen to the Jewish people. The Jewish people are supposed to become closer and closer to Hashem. So the Torah, it was marbe Torah mitzvahs on the Jewish people, so in order to exercise self-control and to always make sure, or hopefully make sure, that the seichel is sholeit over the taivus. Because if not, it starts to break down by not being medactic in mitzvahs, not listening to the Torah, and then there's a complete breakdown, and you just keep moving further and further away from Ruach Nius and from HaKadosh Baruch Hu.